got stuck in Denver last night. So the wonderful interpreter of classic ragtime, talented pianist and composer, all the way from Rhode Island, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Lavoisier.
Better it's on. Hello, how are you all doing today? I am very happy to be here. So I thought I was going to have to spend the night in the terminal, which I haven't done before. I was excited to check that box and then not do it ever again. Thankfully, United is very good. They put me up in a hotel for the night, so that was good. But if you're wondering why it looks like I'm dressed up for work right now, it's because I came here straight from work yesterday, and I had many adventures along the way. I could have, asked Adam if I could just go up to my, go up to my room, take a shower, get freshened up, or something like that. But I chose not to. I chose to be here with all of you. So I haven't had a lot of sleep, and there's nothing that can help that. I haven't even had coffee, but we have ragtime, so maybe that will help. Not really sure what I'm going to play for you, but I think I'm feeling kind of breakfasty right now because I haven't had breakfast. And this rag kind of reminds me of breakfast because you can put it on pancakes. You can put something similar to it on pancakes. Maple syrup? Maple leaf rag. I don't think anyone's played it yet, so. Someone's got to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay. Turn this thing off. maple leaf rag. So that went right with pancakes, but I'm still kind of hungry. I need some fruit. So I'm going to pull out pineapple rag for you. Exactly the way it was written or recorded, usually, but it's the way I like to play it. This is actually, you know, Danny, would you love to accompany me on this
sure.
tune that I haven't told you what it is yet? This is Baltimore Totolo. All right.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Thank you.
great. I got to take a look at what I know how to play because I forgot what I know how to play.
First, what I got to do is turn on the microphone again. Okay, so I work full time. I work full time as an engineer. I'm not a full time musician. I'm a full time pianist. So I'm really happy when I can prepare something new and I can add it to the repertoire. So I do have something new from the last time that I was over here in Durango. So I'm going to share that with you right now. And I'm reminded of this one because as I was walking up from where Will Perkins actually dropped me off in the corner up to the hotel, I saw there was this nice French pastry restaurant. So I'm going to pull out French pastry rag. And this is kind of a Frankenstein type of arrangement, if you will, because I haven't seen the music for it yet. I've only been putting it together by ear. So I'm relying on my pitch, my ability to sense the pitch, listen to other people play different recordings. So crossing my fingers here. I hope you like it. This is French pastry rag, I think. So, Adam, how are we doing for time?
Just fine.
We're doing just fine. Okay, that's great. It's the best news I've heard in the last 48 hours. Well, you know, like I said, I haven't had a lot of sleep, so I'm getting kind of tired right now. I'm going to slow it down. This is another one of Joplin's tunes. This is one from, I think, 1901. This is called Cleophon. better than it is in Denver.
Yes.
I had a glorious hour this morning having the plane de-ice. It was really interesting to see how they did it. They actually spray the plane down with something. I don't know what it is, but it melts the ice.
Iced tea.
Iced tea. There we go. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to play for you now. Another one of Joplin's. This is another one from 1901. This one's called Elite Syncopations. Yes, Elite Syncopations. We'll do that. I will try to play you out with flurries. Thank you very much for coming and listening. And thank you also to Andrew Green for jumping in to fill my spot when I was late. So, I'll play flurries. I'll have a great rest of the festival.